347, approach. This aircraft was 5 miles out, and all of a sudden we have no response to that aircraft.
And then I heard the crash. So that's when I looked out and I saw the orange fireball.
We never thought it was going to be a plane landing in Clarence Center. It's nothing that you would ever think would happen.
Those were the voices of nearby neighbors who heard the plane crash into the Walensky home. Inside that house, Karen and her daughter Jill both managed to escape. She recalls those dreadful moments.
You know, I think I really wondered if I had died too. I mean, I wasn't even sure I was still alive. And, you know, it took a few moments, I think, for me to realize, okay, I'm alive. And one of the miracles of that night, I was sitting on a little love seat. And to my right above me, there was a small opening. So there was like something kind of blocking that opening. So I took, you know, my hand and I tried to move it. I could reach up and try and move it, and it didn't move. And I think I yelled then to see if anybody was up there. But I knew, I guess, that I couldn't just sit there and wait and, you know, see who would come. So the first miracle that night was that I tried again to push whatever that object was, and it moved. As I was pulling myself up is when I heard like a woman crying. And I always said I feel like a bad mother, because that was the first time that I thought about Jill being, you know, in the home and just thinking to myself, you know, I hope that's Jill. And her experience, she had been in the front of the house in an upstairs bedroom watching television. The force of the crash kind of knocked her off the bed a bit, but she could see flames in front of her towards the front window, knew she had to get out also, and basically just, you know, felt her way by feeling the walls to an opening, to a window, and didn't realize it at the time, but she more than likely slid down the wing of the plane to get to the ground. And she had no shoes, no socks whatsoever. And she could not go to the front of the house, so she went to the back. And just as she was rounding the corner to the back of the house, she actually saw me coming out of that hole. I mean, see, I get chills when you even talk about that now. But there's your second miracle of the night, that we actually connected so fast after everything happened.
But her 61-year-old husband, Doug Walensky, died. Walensky recalls watching a news report, hearing the phrase, "one on the ground." It is a phrase that has inspired Walensky to author her own book about the tragedy.
And we put the television on mainly because I wanted to know, you know, what was being said about the crash. I mean, at that point, I didn't even, you know how many people were on the plane. So there was a news crawl at the bottom of the screen, and it did indicate, you know, 49 in the plane and one on the ground. And it always seemed to me that Doug was kind of like an afterthought. And, you know, as things progressed, I really wanted him to be more than just an afterthought.
Walensky teared up when asked to describe her husband, Doug.
He was a great guy. You know, for me, I just feel, you know, he came along and just fulfilled my life. I mean, he just gave me so much excitement and, you know, got me doing things I probably never would have did, you know, without him. And he just kind of completed me, I think. And, of course, you know, I had his greatest gifts are my four girls that he gave me. And now I have four grandchildren, too.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.